A number of big banks are on alert. A hacker group claiming to be aligned with Islamic terrorism that launched a massive attack against U.S. bank websites in the fall. Well, they're now saying round two will start this week. While the promised attack presents some significant concerns for banks, it also reflects a troubling trend that the intelligence community has been predicting. Joining us live now with more on this, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. J.J., what's the story with this group?
Well, their call is at Din al-Qassam Cyberfighters Group. This group launched an attack back in the fall that shut down the websites of a number of big banks for a significant period of time. And this group is aligned with a terror group, a physical, kinetic group. They say that they plan to do this again this week. And in attacking banks this week, they say they're going to attack these banks, the J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, Bank of America, U.S. Bank Corps, and others, as well as SunTrust this week. So these banks are very, very much concerned about this because this group says we've got the power to do it. We're going to let you know we're going to do it. And so let's see what you're going to do about this.
When you say attack the banks, of course, you're talking about their websites, not the actual physical structure.
Well, this is the concern you talked about this troubling trend. When several experts have talked about this in the past, about when cyber groups decide to align themselves with actual physical kinetic terror groups, it presents them an opportunity to do several things. In addition to what they're threatening to do this week, which is just to attack these websites, it also presents them the options of launching other kinds of physical attacks down the road. Whether or not any of that will happen this week or not, we don't know, but that does present another option for them.
What are some of the things you can tell us about what the banks are doing in preparation for this, and also whether consumers should be concerned?
There was a book that came out on Monday or Tuesday of last week by a fellow by the name of Tim Sample, who works for Battelle, which is a charitable organization, but is also heavily involved in research. And they're trying to pull together members of the commercial community to get a cyber doctrine pushed through the government, because they feel like the government has not done enough to put a cyber document on the table so that businesses, so that the security arena, so that the government and people in general know what to do. So these banks are pushing the government to come out with some regulations and some steps so that if something like this happens, they know what to do, who to turn to, how to get it dealt with, and what the time frame would be. And unfortunately, it hasn't been done yet, but they feel like it's something that needs to happen soon.
Well, so we know that there was an attack like this against bank websites in the fall. We mentioned that earlier. Mm-hmm. What kind of damage was done at that point, and what can we expect from this if it is indeed carried out?
Well, they claim that this is going to be the second phase of Operation Ababil, which is designed to shut down websites, and it's basically a denial of service attack. Mm-hmm. But in the process of doing this, what they did was stitch together a massive network of what's called a botnet. Of computers that were able to attack these computers. And in the process of doing that, there are concerns that confidential data could be siphoned off. Some of it may take weeks or months or even longer to figure out that it's out there, because these big banks have so much data. And at the very maximum at this point, authorities are concerned that they may be setting the stage down the road for a major destructive attack where they can start to drain off funds or at least financial documents at some point in the future.
We'll keep an eye on this week and certainly circle back if any developments occur. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.